God brings us together because faith grows through encouragement. Encouragement isn't just something that feels nice. It's something God uses to strengthen faith. When we're encouraged, we're reminded that we're not alone, that what we're doing matters, and that God is still at work inside of us. As I was preparing for today's lesson, a question kept popping up in my head, and it's this. Why church? Have you ever wondered why God wants us to go to church? Why not simply tell us to pray on our own, to read our Bibles, share the gospel, and do good deeds wherever we go? Those things matter, and God absolutely wants us to do them. But he didn't stop there. He also wants us to assemble together. And as I was thinking about that, I decided to talk to the experts in the field. Those who started coming to church because a friend invited them. I sat down with several young people who started coming to North Tampa because a friend invited them. And I asked them some simple questions. How were you invited? What were you nervous about? What surprised you? And why do you keep coming back here to North Tampa? And as I listened to their stories, they led me to this passage of Scripture. And as I read it, all I could think was praise God. Because what I was hearing lived out is exactly what God has been saying all along. And let me show you, guys, what I mean this morning. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 23 through 25 says this. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another. And all the more as you see the day approaching. This passage doesn't just tell us to go to church. It tells us why God brings us together. Point number one this morning is to hold fast to the hope we profess. Hold fast to the hope we profess. Verse 23, the writer of Hebrews says, let us hold fast to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. The hope we profess, it isn't grounded in how strong our faith feels or how good our circumstances are, because if that were the case, it wouldn't be something that you could hold on to unswervingly, would it? No, our hope is grounded in something much more solid, the faithfulness of God. And Hebrews doesn't just tell us what our hope is grounded in. It also tells us how we are supposed to live that hope together. To show us that we are not in this all alone. And that truth came alive for me as I listened to the stories of those who were invited here. One of the people I interviewed was a young college student named Aaliyah. Aaliyah didn't attend church regularly growing up, but after a painful breakup in October of 2023, she began spiritually searching. Not for a big crowd, not for production, but for something real, something that could steady her faith. She visited a larger church first, and she told me that she felt lost in the crowd, like she was just another number in the congregation. So when she was invited to North Tampa, she was nervous that it might feel the same way here. But she said that she was surprised by how personal it felt here. She said that she felt comfortable immediately. She felt known. She felt cared for. That's what it looks like when our hope is grounded in the faithfulness of God and lived out together. As I've listened to these stories, I've come to believe that there's a reason why that this is happening. And I believe it's this. I believe that this generation is weary. They're tired of noise. They're tired of bickering. They're tired of the constantly changing definitions of what is true. They see where that leads, and they're all saying to themselves, this can't be it. So what they're searching for, it isn't something new. It's something deeper. It's something solid. It's something that's real. This generation isn't seeking after Jesus because it's trendy. They're seeking after him because they are hungry for hope. Now, why does God bring us together? Well, it's to help us hold fast to the hope that we profess, grounded in God's faithfulness. Another reason that God brings us together is for us to consider one another. As the author of Hebrews says, let us consider one another. So the question becomes this: why does God want us to consider one another? One reason is so that no one is overlooked or invisible. Have you ever been to a party where you didn't know anybody and it was just sort of awkward? I think we've all been there at some point. And the truth is, it's possible to be in a room full of people and still feel completely alone, even at church. Back when I was in seminary, we all lived in a dorm with our own bedrooms and a shared living room. One night, one of my dorm mates, he knocked on my door and he invited us all to hang out and watch John Wick together. And I'll never forget what he said. He said, what's the point of all of us being in the same house if we don't hang out together? Otherwise, we might as well just all have our own apartments. And brothers and sisters, that's how it is with church as well. If all we do is come in, sit down, and keep to ourselves, what's the point of all of us gathering together? And what if I told you that this sense of community is one of the main reasons the people I interviewed said they kept coming back to church? Every single one of them said that what sets North Tampa apart is that everyone here actually knows each other. It's not just a room full of strangers. As one of our youth group seniors, Colin, who was also invited by a friend to come to church, put it, he said, you can tell it's a community and everyone makes you feel welcome. And he said one of the things that he's enjoyed most about coming to church hasn't just been that he met new people, although he loves that, but he said that it's also deepened the friendships that he already had. You see, because belonging begins when people are seen. I cannot overstate how important it is that people feel noticed, known, and valued. One of the number one things everyone I interviewed said that they were looking for in a church was this: connection. Aaliyah and her brother Nathan, who's another one of our seniors in the youth group, they told me about how before they visited North Tampa, they were at that mega church in town that I mentioned a little bit ago. And they just felt so lost in the crowd. When they walked in, they might as well have been the only ones in the room. No one came up to them, no one greeted them. And they didn't make any new friends, and they felt all alone, despite being in a room of hundreds of people. And so, like I mentioned a little bit ago, when they were first invited here to North Tampa, they were worried that that is just how church is, that church must feel like that everywhere you go. But what they were surprised when they came to this congregation is how personal it was here. At the other church, they told me, when you walked in, you literally actually had to register in a computer, like I don't know, it sounds like they kind of like did a background check on them before they were allowed to come and visit the church. And they said when they printed out their name tag, it had their name on it and it had a little number underneath. A number to let them know. It's sort of like when you go to Burger King, right? It says like order 60 or something like that. That was what was on their name tag. And they were so worried that every church was going to be like that. But they said that when they came here, they didn't feel like a number. They felt comfortable immediately and they felt seen. Because you see, faith grows where people are treated like persons, not numbers. And I want to be clear about something here. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with taking attendance or keeping records. I do it myself every Sunday and Wednesday. Those things can be really helpful. But what really matters is how people are treated when they walk through that door right back there. People don't need to feel counted. They need to feel considered. They don't need to feel like they're just a statistic on our bulletin. They need to feel seen. And when people are treated like persons, when they're noticed, when they're known, and when they're valued, that is when faith begins to grow. Another reason that God brings us together is to spur one another on. As the author of Hebrews says, and let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. And as I mentioned earlier in the sermon, God absolutely wants us to pray, to read scripture, to share the gospel, and as you can see right behind me, to do good deeds. Those things matter deeply. But there is a reason, brothers and sisters, that God does not call us to do them alone. There's a reason why He calls us to gather together. And you see, God brings us together because faith grows through encouragement. Encouragement isn't just something that feels nice. It's something God uses to strengthen faith. When we're encouraged, we're reminded that we're not alone, that what we're doing matters, and that God is still at work inside of us. And that kind of encouragement, it doesn't usually happen in isolation. You know where it happens? It happens in community. When people walk alongside one another and speak life into each other's faith. Encouragement isn't passive. Hebrews says that we're supposed to spur one another on, and that's an active word. What it means is that we help each other move forward towards love and good deeds. And I've seen this lived out among our teens as well. Some of them encouraged through words, some through example, and some through quiet faithfulness. Jack, one of our seniors in the youth group, is one of those who is one of my biggest encouragements in my ministry. He has consistently invited others to church, not just on special days, but as a natural part of his walk with God, including the ones that I interviewed last week. Another one of our seniors who's a big encouragement to me is Nathan. He told me that what he learns here at North Tampa doesn't just stay in the classroom. He told me that he'll be going throughout his life during the week and something will happen, whether it be a conversation or a situation or a decision, and he'll think, oh yeah, that's what we talked about at church. And he'll apply to his life what he has learned here at North Tampa. And that, brothers and sisters, is encouragement doing its job. That is faith moving from words to action. Nathan has shown me what this looks like in real life. And in doing so, he has encouraged me, the rest of our youth group, and I hope even the congregation here this morning. It is deeply encouraging to see young men and young women take what they learn from God's word and put it into action. And here's the key. Truth takes root when it's spoken in a place where people feel safe, known, and encouraged. That's why community matters so much. When encouragement is present, truth doesn't just get heard, It's lived out. And when people feel that way, when they genuinely feel that way, they're not just willing to listen. They're willing to let the truth of God's word take root in their heart. I've learned in my 2 years of ministry that people are far more open to God's word when they know that they won't be immediately judged or dismissed or ignored, but instead when they're listened to, supported, and loved. And that's what we've been talking about all morning. This is why God brings us together. This is why church matters. And it's because encouragement helps faith grow. So far, we've talked about why God brings us together, to hold fast to hope, to consider one another, and to spur one another on through encouragement. But didn't you notice that Hebrews doesn't stop there? It lifts our eyes forward and reminds us that togetherness matters not just for today, but for the long haul. Hebrews 10:25 says this, "Not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." And let's just clear this up right away. The day here is not Bring a Friend Sunday. Although, honestly, that would be kind of nice, right? But what the writer here is pointing to is something much bigger, the return of Jesus Christ. And in doing so, he's being honest about something that's very human, and it's that faith can get weary over time. God knows that, and that's why he doesn't want us to take this road of faith all alone. And that's one of the reasons why God calls us to stay together. Because being together helps us to not give up. And that's exactly what Paul reminds us in Galatians chapter 6. Paul says this, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." Paul reminds us that God works in a timetable that we don't always see. Notice that he says here at the proper time. That's not necessarily immediately, not in our schedule, but on God's schedule. And that's why being together matters so much. Because we can help one another to not give up, trusting that God is still at work and that a glorious harvest awaits all of the faithful. Being together doesn't just help us endure, it allows us to encourage one another. Encouragement is how God keeps his people moving forward. And it's like I mentioned earlier, sometimes an encouragement can look like a word, sometimes it can just look like a presence. Sometimes it's just knowing that other people in this room are all walking down the same road. And that's why Hebrews says that we encourage one another all the more as the day approaches. Not less, not occasionally, but more. Because sometimes the world seems to get heavier, not lighter. But hold on, my brothers and sisters. Hold on, because the day with a capital D is approaching. And as we close this morning, I want us to remember something simple yet important. God did not design faith to be practiced alone. God never intended for any of us to walk this life by ourselves. He formed a people, a church, a community, a family. From the very beginning, God has been forming a people to call his own, not just saving individual people autonomously, but bringing together a community, a family, who will walk together through life and faith, side by side. One of the young men, Nathan, I spoke with, I think he summed up God's design for the church in a simple way. You know what he said about church? He said, "It just works. It feels comfortable. It clicks. It feels like home." God brings us together to help us hold fast to hope, by encouraging one another. And that's what I hope that you guys have seen today, that hope grows when it's shared with each and every person sitting beside you in the pews and across the aisles. This faith that we have is strengthened through encouragement. And when we gather together, we remind one another of who God is, what He has promised, and why that is worth holding on to. And as we grow, and we are growing, and praise God for that, but as we grow, we must protect what makes North Tampa Church of Christ a place to belong. As God continues to bless this church, as new people come through these doors, we must be intentional about protecting what makes North Tampa Church of Christ so special. That people are known, that no one is invisible, that encouragement is real, and that this remains a place where anyone who comes through those doors knows that this is a place for them to belong. I hope that the stories of Jack and the many people that he has invited has been an encouragement to you all this morning and a reminder of how God is at work in this church family. One of the things that stood out to me the most as I called Jack and talked to him is just how joyful his approach was. And one thing that he said, and this has really stuck with me, is that he said, you know why you ought to invite your friends to church? He said, you ought to invite your friends to church because it is fun when your friends come with you to church. And I had never thought about it that way before. But it makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? I think anyone in the youth group can attest it's a lot more fun to be in the youth group and to go to church when you guys have friends. And it's just like Nathan said for him at church. The reason why God designed it this way for all of us to come together, for all of us to learn together and to have fun together, is because God's way just works. God's way is comfortable. God's way clicks. And God's way feels like home. It is my deepest hope and sincerest desire that anyone who comes through our doors, they know that this is a community. And I believe that so far, church, we have just done an excellent and wonderful job at that. And as I've talked to the young people this week, I've realized that there are so many people in this world who are quietly longing for the community that we have here. And so what I suggest to you is to go out and invite your friends to church. If you get a little nervous or if you forget about it this week and you forget to bring them next week, it doesn't mean that's the last time you can do it. I would suggest that to do like what Jack and a lot of the teens do, just reach out and invite your friends to church. As Jack told it to me, he said, don't be scared, just ask them. He said, if they say no, they say no. But if they say yes, he said, that's a win. One of the main reasons from everyone I've talked to here in the past 2 years why they keep coming back to church after they visit the first time is because of the love of the community here and the closeness it brings them to God and to others. So the last piece of advice that was given to me is this, is that even if your friend is not spiritual, invite them anyways. Because North Tampa, as Aaliyah put it, is a no-judgment zone. It's good people welcoming and actually fun to come to. And I agree with her when she said that this is the way that church is supposed to feel. And may we continue to do that together, brothers and sisters, as a church. And so for our invitation this morning, if you're tired, discouraged, or you're trying to do faith on your own, just know this morning that you don't have to. God brings us together so we can hold fast to hope and encourage one another. So if you need prayer, if you need encouragement, or you want to take a step towards Christ, we invite you to do so as we stand and sing.